Martin Luther King celebration is happening right away, so stay tuned for that.
Chair of the State Planning Committee for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 34th Annual Tribute and Ceremony honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And now please join me in welcoming your MC and for today's celebration for the executive producer of Wisconsin's annual Martin Luther King event, Dr. Jonathan Overby. Jonathan.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Soon I will be done with the troubles. Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. Soon I will be done with the trouble of the world, the trouble of the world, the trouble of the world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of the world, going home to live with my God. No
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. On behalf of the governor's office, welcome to Wisconsin's official birthday commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is our annual tribute and ceremony honoring his life and his legacy. This is Wisconsin's 34th annual tribute and ceremony honoring Dr. King's birthday, the oldest official state ceremony in the nation. How about that, folks? You may remain seated. Our invocation today is led by the Wisconsin Dells Singers, a drum group from the Ho-Chunk Nation, founded in 1976 by Ken Funmaker Sr. The group is led by his son, Elliot Funmaker, featuring the Friendship Dance. Now, the Friendship Dance and song demonstrates that the Ho-Chunk Nation is welcoming to all visitors to Ho-Chunk territory.
Thank you.
the Wisconsin Dells Singers. Folks, we are honored today to have the President and Vice President of the Ho-Chunk Nation here to celebrate Dr. King's birthday. First, the Vice President, Heather Clough. Heather's here somewhere. We also have the President of the Ho-Chunk Nation, President John Greendeer. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. essentially said, "Nonviolence is the answer to the crucial political and moral questions of our time. This is the path," he suggested, "to overcome oppression and violence. Humanity," he stressed, "must evolve away from conflict to nonviolence as a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of that," he concluded, "is rooted in love." So today, in that light, we come together. So today, in that light, in the spirit of peace and friendship and good community, let us stand and greet one another, stranger to friend to family, in the spirit of good community. The theme for Wisconsin's 2014 King Celebration is "We Shall Not Be Moved," a traditional American folk song whose lyrics may stretch back to the country's era when enslaved Americans of African heritage created what came to be known as spirituals. It is labeled as a spiritual, adapted by the activists in 1930. "We Shall Not Be Moved" recalls the people from many diverse walks of life who stood up for equality, marched on in the streets of American cities for freedom. We shall not be moved. The people who held their ground, fighting the good fight, showing, as Dr. King did, their strength to love, even as they faced the hatred of angry mobs. So today, the freedom song, "We Shall Not Be Moved," finds itself deeply rooted not only in the American dream Dr. King spoke of, but in the dreams of oppressed people all around the globe. With Leosa Stanley at the piano, we sing now, "We Shall Not Be Moved."
We shall not
be moved. Come on, get up with me.
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, oh, we shall not be moved.
Let's sing that again. Here we go.
We shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by water. Oh, we shall not.
On our way to victory,
we shall not be moved.
Come on, let me hear you.
On our way to victory, we shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the
Let's take it up a half step.
Oh,
we're
fighting.
We're fighting for our freedom. We shall not be moved.
We're fighting for our freedom.
Fighting for our freedom. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the
come on.
You and I together, we shall not be moved.
You and I together, we shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the
Thank you very much, folks. You know, it is said that Dr. King loved gospel music. And it is said that Chicago is the gospel music capital of the world, where there is a... Did somebody applaud from Chicago? Where are you? It is said that Chicago has a very rich legacy of traditional and contemporary styles of gospel music, which they certainly do. So having a Wisconsin gospel music event with words and music is really important to this occasion. To not have gospel music would be like having a soul food dinner without greens, black-eyed peas, and some hot water cornbread. Anyway, I'm sorry, here to serve up some food for your soul from Chi-Town, please give a warm Wisconsin welcome for the return of the GMAC Gospel Music According to Chicago Mass Choir. Give them a big hand, folks.
You better get them on board.
Wait a minute, just a minute, ma'am, I'm sorry. Did you want to say welcome? All right. I'm sorry, are you a mother of the church?
Yes, I am.
I have to do this, I'm sorry, folks. All right, here you are, just go right and see what you like to say.
Welcome, Dr. O. We are happy to be with you. We are from Chicago. We got up early this morning to come to be with you and help celebrate this occasion. Enjoy us.
You see, I grew up as a small boy in the church, and whenever a mother speaks, you give way. You just move out the way and give them all the time they want. Well, they are a huge group. Normally when they perform, there are 100 voices in the group. Today we come close to that. So as they're coming in, I hope you just give them a big round of applause and show your support for GMAC, Gospel Music According to Chicago Mass Choir.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, show them some love from Wisconsin.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Today, the first recipient of Wisconsin's 2014 MLK Heritage Award is Anita Herrera. Who, representing the office of Wisconsin Governor Lee Dreyfus and a handful of community folks, had the vision back in 1980 to present Wisconsin's first and our nation's first official tribute and ceremony honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Anita Herrera, on behalf of the Office of Governor Scott Walker, thank you for your service to Wisconsin.
Wow. 12 grandchildren, or 8 or 34 years, you know. Thank to the committees that put themselves up front and plan this program. I want to thank them all. At a time of a reward award, you always have some time for reflection, and my reflection goes to the young people because I'm a teacher by profession. You have ideas, take the hard job, you know? You can do it if you surround yourself with a whole lot of people that work with you. That's advice for the young people. Have fun. You know, have fun while you're doing it. We had a lot of fun. This building still is awesome to me, you know, to think that I worked here at one time. And thank you to my family, you know, for the patience and love that they give me while I was at meetings and while I was traveling and all that kind of sort of thing that you know about. Thank you very much.
Anita Herrera. And now the Latino Strings program. They performed in mariachi bands, youth orchestras, and guitar ensembles at over 300 concerts since the program's inception in 2002, including Summerfest, and multiple times here at Wisconsin's annual tribute to Dr. King. From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and back again by popular demand under the direction of Denora Marquez, here is the Latino Art Strings Program from Milwaukee. Thank you. the Latino Strings Arts Program. Denora, take another bow, Marquez, the director. And now, please stand as we pay tribute here in Wisconsin to all fallen civil rights workers, leaders, as well as those unheralded citizens across this state and our nation who, like Dr. King, paid the ultimate price for freedom and equality in America. The MLK Honor Guard is represented by Wisconsin's 135th Medical Company Color Guard, Sean Michael Dargan and Tom Greenhall Pipers, Ken Clary Drums, and trumpeter Savannah Valagura from Madison, a UW student, along with Capital City Lodge number 2.
Thank you.
And now the next recipient of Wisconsin's 2014 MLK Heritage Award is Ronald C. Dunlap, recently retired educator and advocate for children in Appleton's area, the Appleton Area School District, where he served as a principal for Lincoln Elementary School and later the district's Minority Student Services Coordinator, addressing steady increases in Appleton's minority student enrollment. Dunlap's mission connects students with their families with education and community resources. He has worked to ensure students of color succeed socially and academically. Today, he continues that mission around issues of race and improving the achievement of students of color. Ronald C. Dunlap, on behalf of Governor Scott Walker's office, thank you for your service to Wisconsin.
Governor Walker, Dr. Overby, I wish to thank you for this tremendous honor, and I would like to also recognize someone who's not here today because of illness, and that is my wife of nearly 34 years, who has been a constant supporter and companion in the fight for what is right. And we have been doing that in the Fox Valley for a number of years. I'd also like to mention that Yvette is also an educator, and she retired as an assistant superintendent in the Appleton Area School District. The late Bayard Rustin once said, "Where do you find hope? You don't find hope, you make hope." I think you make hope by being involved and by doing something. And I can say that we have continued to do something. And we must continue the fight for justice and equality for all. Thank you very much.
Friends, here once again are the Wisconsin Dells Singers, a drum group from the Ho-Chunk Nation led by L.A. Funmaker, with the grand entry song. The grand entry song is used at all Ho-Chunk tribal dance functions. Please welcome again the Wisconsin Dells Singers.
Thank you.
Come on, give them a big hand, please. The Wisconsin Dells Singers. Elliot Funmaker, their director. Thank you, Elliot. In 2006, Dr. Tony Baez became the executive director of Centro Hispano in Milwaukee. It's an organization that advocates on behalf of Latinos and the socially and economically challenged in the Milwaukee area. Centro Hispano serves more than 12,000 individuals annually, including children and at-risk youth, working families, adult learners, and the elderly. Its early childhood and Head Start programs and adult education center were among the first in the nation to provide bilingual services, including bilingual social services. The housing programs of Centro Hispano are a national model, and the bilingual support services for the elderly are improving the quality of life for residents in the Milwaukee area. The agency staff members help immigrants secure their rights to opportunities and services, as well as being helpful as a resource to their civil status. Dr. Baez, on behalf of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's office, thank you for your service to Wisconsin.
Wow, this is really a diversity celebration, and I'm very glad to be here with you today. And I thank the committee for selecting me for this award. It's difficult because I'm honored, and I'm also humbled by the fact that I am receiving this award. Because it's very difficult to sort of like follow the legacy of Dr. King, but very rewarding. Very rewarding because he fought for justice for everybody. And he fought the good fight that we should give in our communities to make democracy and freedom safe for everybody.